just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
Do not attempt to adjust your dial. You are about to embark on a journey with four extraordinary men.
JX, yeah, he did your face to the extreme!
Looked him dead in his face and said, "We never landed on the moon."
Jeff Murphy, with his power of legendary Jeff shit.
Where Jeff makes himself an asshole, and people are like, "Oh, that's legendary."
Everyone loves him.
Dude, legendary!
Jay Skeezy, with his power of rapier wit.
This guy looks me dead in the face and says, "We never landed on the moon?" I said, "Where do you think we are right now?" The moon.
And Jim Scampoli, with his power of passive-aggressive ponage.
We are the Eric Clapton of podcasts. That was said by Mick Jagger himself, said that we were the Eric Clapton of podcasts, which by definition makes us better than Billy Joel.
Scream!
Powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim
and Jeff.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're gonna be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Low serve ill. I just suck at everything I do.
Corey Feldman here.
I have nothing left. Except Spider-Man.
Super Brawl Saturday?
Low serve ill.
Yeehaw.
I don't have a vagina.
What it do? Welcome, everyone. Welcome. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is the Corey Feldman Show. You are tuned in right now, live on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. And also on the Jim and Them YouTube channel. Thank you for your subs. Thank you for your bits. Thank you for your super chats. You know, whatever it might be.
Oh yeah, and just for the live guys, I can stick my head up Corey's ass real quick.
Oh yeah.
It's so wide.
Yeah. See, now if you're in the YouTube, you get to see Jeff stick his head up Corey Feldman's ass.
Yeah. It's awesome. I'm waiting for it myself.
You could eat his ass from behind.
Oh yeah.
Like if you look to your left.
I want to eat his ass from the front. And he goes diapy mode on me. Rolls up.
If you look to your left and put your head up, can you do that real quick? Oh no, wait. No. Yeah. No. There you go. Now put your head up. There you go. Started eating his ass. All right. There you go. Just bury it in there. Bury it in those cheeks.
Woo! You got to show up for these lives. You're missing it out.
Yeah, you're missing out on
the visuals.
There's
a great picture of Corey that people complain about constantly. They're like, turn it off. See you into Halloween 3. Turn it off!
Shout outs to the real ones in the motherfucking chat. Fright Shark handed out some gift subs in the Twitch chat. Thank you so much before we started. Of course, we got Commander Kane, a.k.a. Paul R. We got Andrew S. We got Daewoo in the Twitch chat. We got Max Murder in the Twitch chat. We got Squanchy.
Squanch.
And that's just a few. Just to name a few of the real ones. Now, I should say up top because I feel like once we stop doing like legit intros, and we have some new viewers, new listeners, this isn't always explained. And I get it's kind of confusing, but I did want to lay it out. So, yes, we do a live show on Friday. So, Friday,
We do a live show. We stream for like 3+ hours or whatever. You hang out with the gang. We talk about Corey. We talk about some other stuff. And then on Monday, typically Monday, that's the way it's been the past few months, we'll post a video to our channel. A lot of times that will be from this live show. And not always, but depending on what we talked about that week, it may be from this show. Because sometimes people come up on Monday and they're like, wait a minute, I already saw this.
What, the confarnate? It's my first time on the internet, and this is what I choose to do.
So that's, yeah, we put it on the YouTube channel because not everyone's there for the live. So they get to watch it.
Yeah.
They get to watch it.
You're watching right now?
It's usually kind of a streamlined, edited version, but yes. Now, the other thing that's been rubbing people the wrong way, and I get it, is these live shows are archived for our members. So I know sometimes people come in after the live and they can't watch it, and people are like, what the fuck? Putting Corey behind a paywall?
Yep. <And I'm> like, yeah. You can show up for the lives. Also, we want you live. You see how much people interact and how much it's part of the show.
That's part of it. Part of it is we want the live to be special. If you want the full experience, if you want to just hang out the whole time, you can hang out for the live. You don't have to. If you don't want to sign up for a member, that's fine. You can listen to this on our podcast feed. I know it's not video. You don't get to see Jeff eating Corey's ass.
Yeah. But also the other part of it is give me the money.
Yeah. Just give me my money.
Give me my money.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Mike's not here, so we can do the brain rot episode.
Yeah, exactly. So you can hear the full live show. If you missed the video, you can listen to it on our podcast feed. You can find it wherever you can find podcasts. Just search Jim and Them. It'll be posted part one, the beginning of, or during the weekend, and then part two throughout the week. So again, I mean, I know this is kind of boring, but I'm just laying it out there so people kind of have a better understanding of how it works. So,
yeah.
Live show Friday, podcast as the full live show, video on Monday, it's a clip. Sometimes it's from our old, because, yeah, I mean, we've gone hard on Corey this, for because it was the summer of Low Serve Ill.
Yeah. But for a better part of a decade.
But we also have tons of stuff in the archives that never got released. So sometimes that might pop up as well.
Check out the Corey's documentary. We're the only place you can see
it. Yeah, you can also watch. Yeah, the Corey, My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys. You can watch it exclusively
on the Jim and Them YouTube.
Jim and Them YouTube with the Jim and Them commentary.
Yeah.
So all that being said.
Mm-hmm.
Hot off the presses, I mean, shortly before the show today.
Oh, Corey didn't do anything and everything's normal?
No, I guess TMZ or one of these TMZ guys found Corey out buying a fucking, what is he buying, a pie or something? He's buying something.
Probably a Halloween pie.
He's buying a good old Halloween pie, and they decide to ask him about Diddy. They want to ask him about Diddy's parties or what's going on with the Diddy trial. So let me see. What's great, because I saw there was someone had posted this video, but it was shorter. Like it was him by the car. It's like, no, we need to see this little man, this little troll man trying to cross the street.
Well, and he's in his Scott Weiland era now. He has like yes. bleached blonde hair, like baggy clothes, no shirt. And he really does look like Anne Heche or something across the street when you first see him. It's like, who's this lesbian lady?
I do feel like he's kind of in disguise for some reason right now. I kind of put that in. That's in the thumbnail for this week's episode on YouTube. Oh, I should mention, no Mike this week. Mike's in hiding from Heather Don May.
Mm-hmm.
He got some very distressing notes slid under his door that were like cutouts from magazines, like you know that classic cliche.
Yeah, like he got an ear in the mail.
Yeah, he got a
prosthetic. But that's because we ordered that a long time ago, and it actually went to Mike's house. They were sending him like, don't come to the show, and you know Mike, he's a worry wart. So
yes.
He's barricaded by his door with a shotgun.
Shout out to Grandma Drummers rolling on the floor laughing face with tears of joy week 4 and loving my drum lessons. Drum set coming next month. Smiling face with open mouth. Hubby doesn't know. Smiling face with open mouth and tightly closed eyes. Smiling face with open mouth and tightly closed eyes. Smiling face with open mouth and tightly closed eyes.
All right.
Shout out to Grandma Drummers, I guess.
Shout out. Yeah. Hey, life with Gigi. If you're going to be a grandma drummer, at least you're already a step ahead of the Feld Dog. Because as a commenter pointed out, coming out on during the Low Serve Ill this past summer, he basically took lessons like on his way out through the costume change to come out and play.
Yeah, someone told him what what the drumsticks were. And he looks like a grandma. So, yes. You know, shout out to grandma drummer Corey Feldman and Life with Gigi.
Hubby's in for a big surprise once that drum set comes through and grandma starts slamming on the on the old pads. Yeah. Whatever, what do you call it?
This feels like one of the commercials we play before the show. It's like, grandma's drum. She drinks like a Capri Sun and she starts drumming. And also, I mean, you're older. Maybe he's got hard of hearing. It's probably a good time to start drumming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's how you know you're alive. Let me hold on, Ray. Billy Ghost. I showed my girlfriend Jim and them this week. We binged all the classics, Ghost Hunting, Courtney Drama, Low Serville Highlights. She's a new fan. You know what? What is interesting to me, obviously we got a lot of new viewers from the Corey stuff, but like surprisingly, I feel like there's been more. I think girls enjoy the catty comments usually we never. I mean, we have a few female listeners, but some of the comments on our YouTube videos are been like, these are so funny. I love when you destroy him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If there's anything girls like is talking shit on there. Sorry, Mike's not here. I know everyone. I saw one of the comments. Mike's so hot. It's just me and Jim this time.
Yeah.
The two bridge trolls on there. And wait till you see his personality and you think he's so hot on there. He's waiting by the door with a shotgun right now because he got one letter from Heather Dawn May.
Speaking of bridge trolls, let's go back to Corey here crossing the street. Let's see. Look at this guy.
The old Halloween pie.
He's in his, like, jammies, it looks like. He's in, like, Hugh Hefner jammies.
I think he's trying to be, like, cool rapper guy, maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, like, the vibe now. He's, like, trying to be Playboy Cardi.
Well, yeah, actually, kind of what I was trying to say, I don't know, is it... It couldn't be embarrassment, because he has...
None.
No self-awareness to be embarrassed, but I don't know, maybe there's a piece of him because he really did kind of change his look. He doesn't have his long, stupid hair anymore. He's got this, like, Billy Idol do going on now. I mean, he's always got the sunglasses. Oh, it doesn't look like he has the bug-eyed sunglasses
this time. Yeah, he doesn't have
time.
Ladies' sunglasses. Well, if he does have ladies' sunglasses, they're at least... on the spectrum.
Yes, yeah, they're almost there. Yeah, Sodom Gomorrah tuned in for Mike, not these arseholes. That's true. I mean, I apologize. Mike's running scared right now.
Yeah, you'll get to hear me talk this episode.
What's up, Corey? How are you? Hey, that was not my intention, but you got it like that. I'm sorry.
What?
I've never related more to Corey ever than trying to deal with an Indian guy.
Yeah, in Corey's defense here. What did he say? What's he got there? A little personal pizza? Is that what he's rocking with right now?
Yeah, he's got a little personal pie to nibble at between lines.
Oh, lovely. A cheese pizza just for me.
Hey, Corey, how are you? Hey, that was not my intention, but you got it like that. I'm sorry.
What did he say here? I'm sorry.
Do the captions work? They can't.
Yeah. What's up, Corey? How are you? Hey, that was not my intention, but you got it like that. I'm sorry.
What?
Well, those aren't my tashments together like that.
Yeah, maybe there's something that he's referring. Maybe there's something on the sidewalk or something. Because he apologizes. He's saying something's not his, and he apologizes for it.
What's up, Corey? How are you? Hey, that was not my intention, but you got it like that. I'm sorry.
What?
Hey.
I like that the guy doesn't even... there's no point repeating it.
I get it. I didn't make no sense.
Yeah, I get it. We'll move on. Hey, talk about Diddy, though.
Do we have any comments on P. Diddy's situation? Have you been to his parties before?
Have I been to his parties? No, I never went to his parties.
No?
No, man.
You never get invited to go to his parties?
It's the best he's ever looked.
Is it?
I mean, besides, he looked as a child.
I think he looked, and I think we talk about this on the My Truth documentary, because they show clips of him from the Corey reality show they had.
Yeah.
Because, well, and to be fair, it's not that different from this look. It's just he has black hair.
Okay.
Honestly, if he just had black hair, I'd be like, oh, black spike hair, he'd look fine.
Nah, he looks like he's in The Offspring. It's awesome.
The bleached hair for me just ain't hitting. It ain't doing it for me right now.
Nah, he's a rock star. Yeah. He's Scott Weiland doing that little dance.
I never went to his party.
No?
No, man.
You never get invited to go to his party?
I think I was a little old.
No, you know,
he seems reasonable here too.
It is. I mean, he does go for the joke there, and the guy doesn't even get it because that's what he's like. Oh, I was a little too old for those parties.
Oh, who are you?
But what is kind of funny about him, he does seem to like. I mean, I guess that's not necessarily a joke, but like he kind of makes jokes about pedophiles for someone that's like a victim, supposedly a victim.
That's always been he makes a lot of butt sex jokes on that one podcast.
Yes. And then
He does kind of make like, yeah, I was a little old. Is that a pet? I didn't even read it as a pedophile joke. I think he was just old and like not relevant by the time parties.
That's right. What the photographer thinks he's saying, but no, he's doing the like, you know, the Leo DiCaprio, like, oh,
okay.
You should date Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, I'm 26. I'm a little old for him. Like that type of. He's doing that type of joke.
Okay.
There's
sick and twisted then.
Shit, because he does one of those when he does his Blackbird cover. He does a joke like that after when he sets up the next song.
Oh yeah, I remember you.
I forget what it was, but he makes a joke like that's related to the Me Too movement. And it's like, all right, is this guy some the way people get upset that we shit on this guy constantly, and they're like, how dare you? He outed Hollywood. It's like, he did not.
He did.
Why do you think that?
He got a bunch of money out of you and then didn't, and then protected one of the guys that did do stuff.
Dude, and he's still, well, we'll get into that. But yeah, anyways, back to this real quick.
Have I been to his parties? No, I never went to his parties.
No?
No, man.
You never get invited to go to his party?
I think I was a little old.
Well, no, you're not old, man. You're looking young.
I think I was a little old to be invited is my point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, okay, I've never been to any of his parties. I've never met the guy.
Netflix.
I don't know any of those people. But it's disgusting, and I'm so grateful that justice is being served. And I really hope that there's a continuation of this and all of these scumbags get taken down because children need to be protected.
I agree.
Now, I mean, I know that, the rumors, there's a lot of rumors about Diddy with underage, but is it technically, is he being arrested for that? It's more like one trafficking
the,
or something,
I
right?
mean, one of the victims was a 9-year-old boy, they say.
Oh, like I mean, I'm going, I don't know a lot about the only thing I know about the case is actually from our good friend, Tom Simon, Simon Investigations on Instagram, because he made a video breaking down the charges. Although he was just referencing specifically the charges, there could be other things in evidence. But it was more like about, like trafficking and prostitution and also like, what's it called? Like harassing them or threatening them if they're trying to not hook up with, say, like some celebrity friend that came over like, oh, how dare you? So, like that type of shit. Again, there's, I think he even says like there could be more when it gets into evidence. But either way, it's funny that he is this like guy who's the forefront of it because, you know, the more and more like I forgot about all like we bring it up a lot, but I forgot about some of the specifics when we go back into his Corey's Angels days or even if you do like a small perusal of his name on YouTube. I mean,
it's crazy how long ago that is now.
Yes. there is a big interview with one of his ex-angels that is like breaking down how like he's not that different. I mean, I guess technically they're not underage, but he was taking advantage of like runaways and, needy women that he was trying to have live in his house and have orgies with and shit like that.
Yeah. He fed them in drugs, though. He paid them in drugs.
Yeah. Or wasn't there something where he only like let them eat fruit or something like that?
Yeah. Only fruit and cocaine.
I met the guy. I don't know any of those people, but it's disgusting. And I'm so grateful that justice is being served. And I really hope that there's a continuation of this and all of these scumbags get taken down because children need to be protected.
I agree.
Story.
I agree.
He's driving through LA, have to drive around
God bless you.
Corey in the middle of the street.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
What is this car, though? I mean, he's kind of flexing on the car. I can't even lie.
It's like a BMW, I think.
BMW with, like, the DeLorean fucking door coming up?
Yeah, slams his foot in it. There's his license plate, if you need it.
Oh, yeah. What do we got? 9LRC701.
Okay. We'll check in and see if he has any tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything to take him down.
Let's see. You got any warrants?
I love how Corey is getting into a car with the doors going up but can't afford to pay his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
WTF.
Exactly. I was like, oh man, I'm
good evening, cowards.
I'm skint right now. I don't have enough to pay you.
Well, my favorite takeaway from our last video is there are a lot of comments that are like, this gold digging whore. I guess people really do hate women.
I mean, I kind of get it because like part of it is just guys do usually get fucked in divorces.
She's giving her $2,000.
We also made the point here is like, whether no matter what you believe, whether you think that the judicial system is fair or not when that's concerned, she was literally like the second face in his band for a decade. So it's not like, you know, she wasn't with me shooting in the gym like the Kobe thing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she literally was there shooting in the gym with you.
Yeah. She had to take him laying on top of her in the gym.
Now, don't get me wrong. Obviously, that was not a very like it's not like the music. Seemed like it was paying big bucks, but he likes to portray it as that. So he should be, if he's going to be driving around in a Beamer, she shouldn't be struggling as a baker, not being able to pay her medical bills.
Yeah. She's literally like a medieval lady now. She has to go to baking. Good shit, Corey.
But then, yes, a listener had sent me a link to another interview he did. I didn't even watch this one. It's a recent one. I do love that I get a ton of emails from people with their Corey stories or links or whatever. Keep them coming, jimandthem@gmail.com. I may have to read some of them in a little bit. But he sat down with Macabre Daily, which who knows what that is. It's funny. What's funny is when people have him on for an interview, like it doesn't really get any views at all. it's like you guys need to get. I mean, we'll give Macabre Daily here a plug. I mean, don't interview the guy. Make fun of the guy.
Yeah, make fun of
Just
him.
Just make fun of him. No one cares what he has to say unless you're making fun of him.
Corey coming in hot.
Yeah, we got blonde Corey. He's here with the director of The Birthday. Which is, you know, now it's, I think it's playing in more limited theaters or whatever. The movie was on YouTube forever. I wonder if it still is actually.
Yeah. The fucking quality of these podcasts he goes on are always good.
Well, cause that's why it does seem more and more likely if we could get him, on the show. I mean, we'd have to do maybe some sort of subterfuge, but, it would be worth it. Even though Mike doesn't think. Like, oh, no, maybe we shouldn't have Corey on. It's like, yeah, no, we should have Corey on. I'm just trying to, oh, no, they might have finally taken the movie down. But it was on YouTube for a while. You could get it online because it was released in Europe or something. So, or you could see it in theaters the way the filmmakers, the way the filmmakers intended. But, yeah, so he's here with the director. So I don't know if I assume, again, I haven't watched this. So I assume the director... Corey tramples all over him, doesn't let him speak, or do you think the director is going to take the driver's seat here and really steer this conversation?
You'd have to be pretty good to stop Corey from speaking.
Yeah,
you'd have to be like a master wordsmith. Corey just woke up.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, I was reading the chat.
Oh, I didn't. I said Corey just woke
up.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so yeah, let me see what we got here.
All right. Well, hello, fiends, friends, and familiars. My name is Matt Orozco, and I'm here with
Corey
Daly, and I am so happy to be
here. I don't know why you like this new Corey.
The blonde Corey does something
to me. The thing with me, though, is I'm starting to believe more and more. I know we just started the interview, but I'm starting to believe more and more that his long hair is just extensions. Like, I don't think, because when you check in on him, I get you could grow your hair out, but like, I feel like we were talking about this not too long ago. We watched that Drew Barrymore interview. It wasn't that long ago before he had long hair for the Low Serve Ill tour.
He says clip-ins.
Yeah. And then he pretends he gets his hair cut or something.
He's like a scene girl.
He's just always wearing wigs.
Joined by two folks. One who needs no introduction, Mr. Corey Feldman. And also another who should not need an introduction, Mr. Eugenio Mira. Gentlemen, nice to be joined with you today. How are you?
Good, good. We're working on that, by the way. We're making sure that from this point forward, no more introductions will be made.
That's another laptop mic interview.
Yeah, yeah. How do, because do you think, Well, the other one when he was on the Hey Dude, the 90s call, that was like a press. Well, at least he said it was like a press day.
Yeah.
Like, is this a press day? You'd think if there was some sort of, if they had like a bunch of interviews lined up, yeah, you would have a microphone or something set up
this
for these.
This is all they deserve for the birthday re-release. They're like, fuck it, you're getting a Zoom call.
Mm.
And you don't even have a real back. You don't even have Corey behind you, Macabre Daily.
Yeah.
So that's on you.
Yeah, you should get this great Corey picture we have behind us. You
fucking loser.
Exactly.
Is a name for all households to remember. The great director, the legend of the macabre and unique twisted horror film, The Birthday, is Eugenio O'Mara.
What's funny is when he pulled the word macabre out because he was looking at it on Macabre Daily's background. He's like, that's a great word to describe The Birthday, my new film that came out 20 years ago.
I can't believe I'm here with Mac Avery.
Big fan, Mac Avery. Just kidding. I've never heard of you in my life.
Just kidding. You're beneath me. I'm the best.
It's better than my manager and my agent.
I know. I was going to say, you've got great representation there, Eugenio. So, gentlemen, congratulations to you both on now having the 20th anniversary of and having it finally see a much larger release than just a handful of film festivals. And I'm curious, you know, how did the endorsement from different folks in the horror community, such as Jordan Peele and Elijah Wood and so forth, how did that come about and how did that get back to you both?
Okay, well, let's slow it down here because there seems to be already, see how these things work, there's already a misconception.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold on. Let me correct you immediately. Excuse me.
Hold on. You got me fucked up.
Let me do the thing I always do where I have to be belligerent and kind of shitty at the beginning of every interview.
Hold on. Nobody's acknowledging my new look.
real quick. Joshua Aguirre in the Twitch chat. Macabre Daily is definitely falling short on the sticking your head inside Corey's ass background. Yeah, true. Absolutely. I agree.
To you, Bo.
Okay, well, let's slow it down here because there seems to be already, see how these things work, there's already a misconception and an untruth or a fake news or a rumor or whatever you want to call it going around about this. And I don't know who propagated it, but the truth of the matter is all of these resources came from various places. It's not like everybody just went and discovered this wild, crazy black market version of The Birthday that appeared on YouTube, and that's how everybody discovered it, and now there's this great love for this film. Not at all like that. In fact, we don't know that any of those people ever saw a YouTube copy of the film. What we know is that each individual saw it for various reasons. Elijah became a fan of the film because he was friends with...
I love how he's like, well, no, hold on. Actually, it was on YouTube and no one gave a shit.
we don't know that that was the fact. Actually, we don't know how anyone saw it.
Actually, Elijah Wood and... what the fuck? Who's the other? Oh, and Jordan Peele just kind of like it as a goof.
Yeah, they kind of came out of nowhere with that one on there.
With Eugenio because they did a great movie together called Grand Piano. And when they made this great movie, they obviously spent a lot of time talking about The Birthday because there's many similarities. You can definitely see it as kind of a companion film almost.
I think I did watch The Piano. That movie is pretty good.
Okay.
That's the one where it's kind of all in one location. It's like kind of like Phone Booth where I think Elijah Wood starts playing the piano at a show, like, and he gets a note, like, if you stop playing, like, a bomb's going to go off, or, like, it's like Speed or something like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, if anything, it reminds me a lot of the Birthday.
It's a companion piece.
In a way, it's like a sister piece, because there is a connective tissue through the musicality and the construction of the two films and the way that they're laid out. So that I'll leave for Eugenio to talk about if you want. Mm-hmm. But that's how Elijah found out and why he became such a fan of the film. Mm-hmm. And then with Jordan, it was a completely different thing. Jordan and I became friends because I saw Jordan talking about me on various talk shows and people were sending me clips of Jordan saying, Corey Feldman is my muse. And, you know, I like, think he's Corey amazing and muse. I try to put Easter eggs in my films from different Corey Feldman films. And I'm going, who is this guy? What is he talking about? What? You know, like, it was nice to hear, but I wasn't aware of any of this, you know, that people actually were even considering me in that way.
What's funny is when he says that, that's similar to when he was talking about, if you've seen the My Truth movie or our commentary of it, when he's like, then all of a sudden this guy named Corey showed up. I was like, wait, who is this guy? He's got my name.
Yeah.
When he's talking about, like, first hearing about Corey Haim.
He's just jealous of him.
Yeah. Where it's like immediate, like, wait a minute, who is this guy? What the fuck? What is he thinking?
He just heard the name Corey, thought he was talking about another guy named Corey.
Jordan Peele likes another guy named Corey. No, it's you. He likes me. Nobody likes me.
And I think it's more so that Jordan Peele really likes the Lost Boys. I don't know if he necessarily loves Corey Feldman.
Well, and if he said Corey Feldman is my muse, I'm sure it was like, ha ha, Corey Feldman is my muse. Look at this guy. Ha ha ha.
Well, what would be great is if he did say that as a goof, but then it turned into like, now Corey Feldman's calling him up and like,
definitely.
So he does take a meeting with him, but then he has to be nice about it. And he's just like, oh yeah, man. Yeah. Wow. That's genius.
You're like my muse and shit.
Well, or even I could see it starting off as like a nice thing. Just, hey, bullshitting about, again, the only thing that you should talk to him about, like, oh, Stand By Me is great.
Yeah.
The Burbs is great. Lost Boys is great. And then, but then it turns into, it's almost like when you go to your drug dealer's house and you have to like hang out mm-hmm. because now all of a sudden he's like, well, let me play you this song. And you're like, oh no, what the fuck?
You got to see this movie nobody saw.
So I was very flattered and honored. And then I got an invitation to go to the Nope premiere randomly. I thought it was random anyway, and then I later discovered that it came from Jordan. And when I got there, it was during like kind of COVID. It was at the very end of COVID, so people were still wearing masks, and we were all kind of nervous to be in the same room. And Jordan was there, and I went to say thank you for the invitation once I found out it was him that actually sent it. And he, you know, was wearing a mask, and he took his mask off. I said, do you mind if we take our masks off? And I said, go ahead. He took his mask off. He said, can we take a picture? I said, sure. And he said, okay, while we're taking this picture, he says, you know, put your left hand into my left pocket and you'll feel my phone is there. Please grab my phone and put your number in and text yourself my number.
And it was his penis. Sure.
So
this is the most weird lie I've ever heard. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's truth here. I'm not trying to pull the rug out completely.
Yeah, settle
from
down.
Corey. I'm sure. Like I do believe that Jordan Peele is a fan, and he probably did invite him to the premiere. But like giving all these details about the masks, that's probably true. But he's probably like over explaining, like, oh no, don't think that we weren't wearing masks. Of course we're wearing masks.
Yeah.
And then he asked if it was okay if I take the mask off or if I take my mask off.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he was like, yeah, just reach into my ass and pull my
reach into my ass, pull my phone. Corey probably asked for his number on there. And it was probably for Jordan, he probably didn't know all the Corey lore, so he's probably just excited to meet Corey Feldman from the 80s.
Yeah, there's no way he knows the lore like we know the lore.
Now he's getting daily texts at 4 a.m. Mm. Like,
he gotta fucking put me in one of your black movies. Put me in your black movies.
I could be the white guy that doesn't like black people.
I could be black. Make me black.
Well, you know, it definitely, he doesn't know the lore. It was polite stuff, and now you're stuck in hell. Like, honestly, if anything, it's almost like it would be the plot line of a Jordan Peele horror film of like being stuck, being polite to a man, and you can't get rid of him.
Just do a normal interview. Just plug your stuff and go home. But he can't stand going 5 seconds without blowing smoke up his own $1.
Yeah, no, very true. Exactly. He's always gonna be like, well, also, I'm his muse, and, you know, there's a reason why he became, like, much more famous and won an Oscar. It's because of me, the Feld dog.
Yeah.
That started our friendship. And once our friendship began, we immediately were kind of fast friends and started talking film and, you know, our love for different things. And, you know, like two kids, we got into it and started, you know, doing some geek film talk. And after long, he asked me if there was anything that I was particularly proud of or disappointed by in my career. And I said, well, yeah, there's the one film that got away. the one that I'm most proud of that, you know, unfortunately most people have never seen because it was never released properly in the theaters or anywhere in the U.S. It never had any kind of United States
My
distribution
McDonald's
whatsoever. And that film is called The Birthday.
Now that Mike's not here, though, we can try to be honest and say that maybe, what if we watched The Birthday, we might enjoy it.
We should watch The Birthday.
Maybe.
If we should watch The Birthday, give it a fair shake. Mike won't be here to put seeds of doubt in Corey.
Mike will be here. I think Mike will be here next week.
I don't think so.
Isn't I think he Disney? Will. No, I think that's this week. But maybe. Who knows? Doesn't matter. But the thing is, yeah, I wonder if... But then again, I don't know. I feel like I'm always giving people... people call me cynical because, you know, I go online every week and I rant and rave about a has-been actor.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm very optimistic.
Yeah.
Because here I am being like, you know what? Maybe this movie's good. You don't know. We don't know that. It might be good.
The only thing in the trailer that looks bad is Corey doing the voice, but that's the whole movie.
Yeah, that's right, because he does even a worse voice than his actual voice, which is pretty tough to do.
I know, he does like an accent. He does like a foreign accent.
He does an accent slash like a bookish, like nerd type thing that he's going for.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, maybe he was like, well, I guess this is pre-Tom Hardy, because it's like, you know, Tom Hardy always has to do a voice in a movie.
Yeah, yeah. He can't not do a stupid voice. Corey has a stupid voice, and then he does a stupider voice. And that's the twist.
Kiwi Mango in the Twitch chat. Anytime you ask Corey a question, he'll find a way to be offended, correct you, and then spend 10 minutes talking about something completely different and never answer the question.
What was the question?
It was kind of like, it was mostly like, what was it like having this thing discovered on YouTube? And he's like, well, hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, well, I guess he did also ask, you know, what's it like having these big names be a fan of you. Oh, that's easy. Everyone's a fan
Everyone's
of me.
Everyone's a fan of me. Every big name. Fred Durst. This guy.
Oh, no. Sorry, Daniel in the YouTube chat. I wish that box that's by Jeff's usual seat was full of Funko Pops. There could be a Funko Pop update, though. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Just my stuff from Japan.
Yeah, no, just the stuff that Jeff left at the Airbnb in Japan that they shipped to us.
Just 65 prosthetic ears.
It's amazing. How do I see it? And I said, well, you really can't unless you want to come over to my house, because there's only one copy of a DVD, and I honestly don't feel comfortable letting that one copy out, because if I give it out and I don't get it back, I might never have the film again.
Yeah, I don't trust you because you'll steal it. I know you invited me to your big Hollywood premiere, but you know, I only have one copy, and you can find it on YouTube, but
yeah, you know, you guys are too. Sticky fingers, huh?
Because at that point we only had one print, and that one print was kind of collecting dust and getting old in a storage unit somewhere.
It was lost in the universal fires.
Who knows if we're ever going to be able to put it back up on the reel and get another burned copy. So literally, this may be the last copy. And so he said, I understand. I'll come over and I'll watch it with you. And I said, great. So I set up a
screen. Fine, I'll come over.
We're looking Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
Thank you, Commander Kane. Yeah. He's definitely got some Ellen DeGeneres
going
on.
It's giving Ellen.
You know what's even better? Thinking about this story is, I mean, I'm sure we probably did ask him, like, hey, you know, what's something from your career that you loved or whatever? And I bet Corey did bring up The Birthday, but I would imagine he brought up some other things first. Like, maybe they even brought up License to Fly. The unmade License to
Drive. License to Fly.
The unmade License to Drive sequel that was, God damn it, stuck in developmental hell.
Yeah, that didn't even get a burned DVD.
What's also, I mean, it makes Jordan Peele even more sus. Like, I get being a fan of Corey again because of his like classic movies, but are you that disconnected that you don't know that he made terrible Lost Boys sequels? Like, how does that not at least
he knows that
how does that not at least like knock him down a peg or two in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, any fan of the Lost Boys knows there's a bunch of terrible sequels.
And we watched both of those, didn't we?
I think so.
Yeah, they're on our Patreon. Someone mentioned we should watch, is it Corbin Nash? What was the name of that
movie? We watched that, I thought.
We did watch it. Yeah, yeah, it's on our Patreon. We watched it. It was terrible.
Monster Hunter or whatever, Corbin Nash.
Yeah, and Corey plays a trans vampire in it.
Yep.
He watched the film, and after he saw the film, he said, "This movie is a cinematic masterpiece." That was his wording. He said, "This is a cinematic masterpiece, and it deserves to be seen, and especially for you, because this is, under my estimation, and I'm a huge fan of your work, but this is your greatest work I've ever seen. And I think that the world needs to see this performance, Corey." And I said, "Okay, well, thanks. And, you know, from your lips to God's ears, but there's really no way that this is going to happen." He said, "Well, you never know what can happen, but I do believe that 2024 is going to be your year." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" And he said, "I just have that feeling. Just feel like it's going to
be." In the moment, he even called the date. No, you know what, Corey Feldman? I'm seeing, like, he knew immediately. And what was, did he say that was like 2021 or when the hell did Nope come out?
It would have been, yeah, because he said close after COVID and shit.
Although Nope may have been 2022. Let me see. Yeah, July 2022. So this was, it was the premiere. So it was probably before the release. So probably early July 2022, but then, you know, he's calling his shot like Babe Ruth immediately. Like, immediately the gears are in motion. Like, Jordan Peele has nothing more important going on. He's sitting here with Corey. He just watched the greatest cinematic achievement he's ever seen. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Throw everything else out for a moment. We need to focus immediately right now. The clock is ticking, boys. We got 2 years to get this movie out that no one has seen or cares about."
Well, and yeah, you know, it takes two years to burn a DVD or whatever the fuck they did.
Yeah. Year.
In 2 years from now, we'll have a limited release.
Yeah, 2 years from now. Oh, man. He was even foreseeing, like, "You're going to be on tour with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
You're going to be the talk of Jim and them all the time.
The haters are trying to bring
you
down.
What does this mean? I don't understand."
You got to get rid of this wife hanging around here. She's trying to suck you dry on there. Take away your essence.
Yeah, this succubus.
6 months later, I do an interview with Spin Magazine, and they make the title of it, "Is 2024 Corey Feldman's year?" And I'm like, all right, I like the theme of this. It's going in the right direction.
It's all coming together at this point.
All right. Obama. So, Jordan.
I love how everything Corey makes these days is either pirated, stolen, lost, or only has one dusty copy. What an artist, suffering and struggling.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, no, exactly. It's either his documentary film that was, you know, taken over by the hackers, or it's his bus that broke down on the second day of tour.
Yeah.
Or this movie that's just sitting on one precious hallowed DVD locked in a safe in his home so no one will steal it.
Yeah, I forgot my point. I was gonna, never mind.
Jordan, just a few months after that screening, he hit me up, well, him and his producing partner, Ian Cooper, hit me up and they said, "Hey, we would love to do this film series. We have this idea. We want to do a film series at the Lincoln Center in New York at the Met. And we want to screen a bunch of films as a film series that inspired and helped inspire the film Nope." And a lot of those were Michael Jackson's films. And then a lot of those were my films. And so he kind of put this film series together of like all his favorite things over a week. And leading up to the final night, and on the final night, he asked if he could show The Birthday twice as a special premiere in New York. And I was like, well, that would be incredible. He said, "Can you get..."
I know this is not what they did, but it'd be so funny if they played The Birthday and then they're like, and people like started getting up during the credits and like, and Jordan Peele had to come up and be like, no. Sit down, everybody.
Do it again.
No, but he's just like, "Well, we have one more film to show you." And then, yeah, they just they restart the birthday, and
the
everyone
DVD.
Just groans, but no one wants to get up. Everyone's just too polite to get up.
Oh, I remember my point now. There's no reason this documentary can't be released.
No, yeah, exactly.
He just never did it again. He had one technical difficulty and just never released it.
It's mind-boggling because it's very much like, in the same way that, in the same way he tries to memory hole the Corey's Angels stuff,
yeah,
he also kind of wants to memory hole the documentary, and even to an extent, him being an advocate for like children or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause it's like those things didn't pan out that well. So he just wants to forget it, and he wants to be, he wants to be rock star guy again.
Actually, there's probably a very valid reason. I bet if he released it, the Hames would come for him and sue the shit out of him.
Or I think his excuse is that Sheen. I mean, I think I brought this up before. I guess I could maybe see that Sheen's people have threatened him and been like, "Hey, this is bullshit."
I mean, Sheen must be incredibly powerful because he's still like in talks to do like another like Two and a Half Men thing.
Yeah.
And like he's back like, with Chuck Lorre. He literally, like, even if there's no proof of the rape, he literally like gave Brie Olsen AIDS. He gave like, or HIV. What was it in the court documents with his ex-wife, that like Bond girl lady?
Denise Richards.
She's like saw him watching child porn. there's like all this stuff, and he's just so powerful, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, he's still kind of like, you're right. Like, he's not as big as he was, but it's also amazing that he hasn't just completely gone away. Well,
and all the Me Too stuff happened after, and like he was untouched.
Yeah.
He should have been the guy they're like, it's documented. that everyone knows.
It's almost
he took Brie Olsen off the market. Damn it. Brie Olsen.
It's almost, Corey is almost like a false flag to weirdly give credibility back. Like, Feldman's reputation is such in the shitter that him accusing someone almost gives credibility back to the person he's accusing.
Oh, yeah. We got shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do have our shirt on our TeePublic of him calling us podcast of lowlifes.
Yeah. We never plug it, but TeePublic/ Jim and them. Come on.
Get me a copy of the film. And of course, that's when I had to call up my dear friend Eugenio, the crazy Spaniard, and say, how do we find this film and how do we get it to, you know, an authentic print to the Lincoln Center? And so he actually got it there. Yeah. And henceforth, we had the screening. Both screenings sold out. And Jordan did his job. He put it out to the world. And as a result of that, people
came, distributors came, and we got some offers.
YouTube
to MP4.
He just puts the file on it. Like, he doesn't put it in DVD format. He just, like, burns the file to a DVD. And they're like, where can we even put this?
We are now. So it was very organic and authentic the way it happened. Mm-hmm. And yes, Jordan Peele is a mensch. And the reason why this is happening, he gets all the credit, in my estimation, just because it was his idea and he put it out there. And because he put it out there and kind of got the breath of life back into it, everybody kind of came to the table.
I mean, I thank you for setting the record straight on it first and foremost, because I think you're right.
15 minutes.
Thank you for shutting my ass up and telling me what's what.
8 minutes of the 13-minute interviews of nope.
Also, what did he set straight? Actually, let's go back to the original question. What was the original question?
That's like 1 minute.
Yeah.
So I was very flattered and honored. Feldman is my muse. The movie, they offered a copy of the, like, everybody just went, there's already a misconception.
God damn it.
And so forth. How did that come about? And how,
just an innocent, normal question, like always.
Yeah.
To release than just a handful of film festivals. And I'm curious, you know,
look at his face when he says handful.
Endorsement from different folks in the horror community, such as Jordan Peele and Elijah Wood and so forth. How did that come about, and how did that get back to you?
Look at the seething rage.
Well, hold on.
Okay, well, let's slow it down here, because there seems to be already, see how these things work, there's already a misconception and an untruth or a fake news or a rumor or whatever you want.
So what fake news is in that question? Because we know his answer, his long-winded 7-minute answer to this question.
Yep.
Ends with him saying, yeah, Elijah Wood really liked it, and Jordan Peele, he even says himself, got the ball rolling and got this released. That's essentially the question the guy asked.
No. His best friend Jordan Peele watched it with him.
Yeah.
He said it was a cinematic masterpiece. He didn't see it on YouTube. Elijah Wood saw it on YouTube on there. But no, he was hanging out with he stuck his hand in his pocket, and he watched the movie with him. It's important to know that he's his mute.
Yeah, it's it really is. That's what he's annoyed about. Because I love how he's like, hold on, back it up. Hold on, Macabre Daily. What are you talking about? There's more to the story.
His face when he's asking a normal question, he's like.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He's like, he's side-eyeing and his so fucking mad. Brow's going crazy.
Yeah.
His non-existent lips are flaring. But yeah, what is he so mad about? The question is essentially some icons in the horror film community fucking co-signed this film and now it's being released. How'd that come about?
No,
whoa. Hold on a second.
No, Jordan Peele threw a party for him where they watched it twice. That's what's true, being left out.
You're lefting out.
They had a whole week party for his birthday, and it culminated in let's watch Corey Feldman's movie twice. And it's definitely not that Corey said pull it up again. After
you've
they
got a great
it.
Representation there, Genio. So, yeah. Gentlemen, congratulations to you both on now having the 20th anniversary of the birthday and having it finally see a much larger release than just a handful of film festivals. And I'm curious, you know, how did the endorsement from different folks in the horror community such as Jordan Peele and Elijah Wood and so forth, how did that come about and how did that get back
to
you?
Look at his faces that he's making.
Okay, well let's slow it down here because there seems to be already, see how these things work, there's already
the face
a misconception and an untruth or a fake news
a
or a rumor, whatever you want to call it, going around about this, and I don't know who propagated it, but the truth of the matter is,
you know who propagated it? You, motherfucker. The only thing we've heard about is you talking about that Jordan Peele is the one that got it released, and you're about to tell the story again, acting like that's not the question you were just asked.
You know who could have done this if you weren't throwing all your money in the shitter for your rock career? You. All he did was have a little film festival. Granted, maybe you don't have the same allure as Elijah Wood or Jordan Peele, but you could have done what you could have had a limited release at Alamo Drafthouse.
All of these resources came from various places. It's not like everybody just went and discovered this wild, crazy.
The other guy hasn't talked at all.
Well, but hold on, listen to his thing here.
Everybody just went and discovered this wild, crazy black market version of the birthday that appeared on YouTube, and that's how everybody discovered it. And now
the guy said nothing about YouTube, by the way, because I remember when we were first listening to this fucking 2 hours ago when he started it, I was like, oh, it's weird you brought up YouTube. Maybe I missed it. And the guy brought it up. No, the guy said something about film festivals. Like, how did it go from just playing a handful of festivals to being a major release? And he's like, wow, hold on. It wasn't just some YouTube.
Good evening, cowards.
It wasn't just something on YouTube that everyone watched and liked. There's more to it than fake news.
Yeah, so he like dry snitched on himself.
Anyways, but yeah, let's go back to, we had to take it
like
back to,
or
yeah, a minute and a half. Let's go back to 8:30, just where we left off here. Ooh, getting a little sip of the old iced coffee, eh?
Everybody kind of came to the table.
I mean, I thank you for setting the record straight on it first and foremost, because
Macabre, I feel bad for Macabre Daily. He has to even be like, oh, thank you for telling me what's what. Dude, you did nothing wrong, man.
Yeah.
You should. I know you're not like specifically apologizing, but like you're kind of apologizing. You need to stand up for yourself, Macabre Daily.
I don't know anything about Mac Avery, but he's a fucking he's twice the man Corey Feldman is, based on knowing nothing about him. You're already twice the man Corey is.
I mean, that's why this video only has 2 likes.
He does have 77 subscribers.
I mean, I don't want to we don't have a ton of subscribers. Yeah. So I'm not trying to shit on you for that. But again, it just goes back to like, don't interview this guy. Don't respect him. Don't let him tell you what's what. You were right all along. Yeah. You should be making fun of this guy. That's what people want to see because people know he's a phony piece of shit.
Thank God none of the like directors we interviewed turned on us like this.
Yeah.
Right. The way it came together is such a serendipitous approach. I think it's worth kind of having everyone understand that this is something that came through people's fandoms and passion for helping people see great movies, right? So I'm curious for
it's
you,
the love
Eugenio.
Of art. The love of art.
Correct. And for you, Eugenio, you know, what does it feel like for you to kind of have this film that, you know, you had debut 20 years
course,
ago, and then
Corey's drinking
really
like a chocolate chip cookie frappuccino. Like when he pulled it up, it sounded crazy, sugary, sweet treat.
And you happen to be alive to be able to see it come back, because so many genre filmmakers have to wait until, you know, they're unfortunately gone for their films to catch fire. So what did this feel like for you?
It's, I have to say that it's as surreal as the film itself. I mean, what I'm going through.
Yeah, can you grab me one?
I feel like I'm this kind of Charlie Kaufman character in a strange kind of biopic. And Jake Johnson is playing my character, and I'm seeing it, and he's making this kind of subtle Spanish accent with a. It's very weird. I have this detachment from myself, and I'm sitting next to Corey Feldman. You have to understand that when I made the film, I was 26 years old, with all the hubris and all the arrogance that is allowed because you're a brat, basically. And I got to make a film with my childhood idol.
Like Corey's ripping on a vape as well. He's taking his little moment to rip on a vape. You and Corey are vape brothers. He takes a pretty nice haul.
Let me take a Corey vape real quick.
Yeah, get
a...
With all the hubris and all the arrogance that is allowed because you're a brat, basically.
Excuse me.
And I got to make a film with my childhood idol. As simple as that. Leo, I'm going to call him Leo Carmichael, but it's Mikel Alvarinho, the co-writer of The Birthday, and I met...
Would you shut up and let me talk?
I was 18 years old.
Was he just making fun of this guy's voice when he did the accent?
Film director,
oh, when he was doing in the movie? Oh, maybe.
He probably is like, I got a great idea.
Stupid things, or to say things that sound funny.
Well, or we dream big.
Exactly, we dream big, and then life is... You know, hits you like a train, and
reality smacks you. Exactly. And you go, well, maybe I'm not quite as grand as
when you know, using that stamina and that arrogance of being a teenager and getting to make my first film when I was 26, shooting it in Barcelona, in a haunted building. That we made all these sets, you know, to make it look like a hotel in Baltimore. Set in 1987, shooting in English when my English wasn't. Well, believe me, if you think that this is like. Something, it wasn't this good 20 years ago, for sure, that's a thing.
But here's the beauty of it. So I walk onto the set day one, and here's me, the jaded Hollywood actor who, you know, comes to the set in this, you know, beat up old...
Well, it's funny he's saying this as a joke now, but you know that was actually just how, that's just how he is.
Yeah.
You know he's not like a nice guy on set, even if he's on smaller films now and he's not like that star, he's not a nice guy. You just know it.
Oh, great. I have to listen to some Mexican yell at me all day.
Old morgue, which is what it was. We were shooting in a hospital morgue that was formerly a morgue. Now it's just a big empty cavern of a shell where they have literally the smell of rotting flesh and death throughout the entire place while we were shooting. And I show up there and here's this crazy 26-year-old kid. And I'm like, you know, whatever, 35, I think, at the time. And I'm like, well, maybe not that old. I'm aging myself. All right, maybe 30. But the point is, like, I get there and I'm like, you know, look, man, I really love your ambition and stuff. But you do realize this is a small independent film being shot in Spain. The chances of anybody in America ever seeing it are very low.
There's no...
He told him that day one.
He's never been that self-aware or honest about something he's doing. There's no way. He was like, all right, slow down, Spielberg. We're not making fucking Jaws here, man. What are you doing?
We'll probably have to get some young horror director to come to my house and watch it. Years from now.
Slow down, pal. No one's going to see this till 2024, dude.
Reality check for Corey Feldman.
And he's like, oh, no. You don't understand. We are shooting this in 70mm anamorphic widescreen. This is going to be as beautiful as a Spielberg film. It's going to look like Kubrick. It's going to be na-na-na-na-na. And I'm like, I love his ambition. But you know what? I can see in him immediately that he was a genius. Even though he had these far out ideas of what he wanted to do and the grandiosity of it all, it was like there was a magic in what he was doing because he believed in it so much. And that is really the key to all of this, is belief. So 20 years ago, I said to Eugenio, and he will tell you this is true, mark my words.
Uh-oh.
I said, this is a brilliant film. And this film deserves to be seen and will be seen even if the
to be fair, he said that about Meatballs 4.
Yeah,
from making
first. To be fair, he said that about Comeback King. Yeah. Although he was right.
Yeah, this is a brilliant film. It needs to be seen. Like, this is a song. It's like, yeah, what did I say?
Yeah, but I made a music video and it's amazing.
I guess I'm just so jaded.
Right now, as it should, and getting the reception and the warmth that it should receive, even though that's not happening the way it's supposed to at this moment, I believe firmly in my heart, at some point, somehow, some way, whether it's because...
So I walked on the set of Corbin Nash, and I told that director, someone might not see this today, but one day they're going to see this. They're going to see Corbin Nash. We do got to watch. People are talking about in the chat. Queenie, I think, is the name of his character. We do got to pull up one of his scenes from that.
A lot of people, if you want to hear some funny riffs on trans vampires, definitely watch it. I definitely, it's not PC.
Yeah. The resurrection of my career or yours or both. But one way or another, within the next 20 years, this film will see theaters, I promise you. And I told him that. Never lose hope, because it will happen one day. Mm-hmm. And sure. Here we are.
No, it's really, getting back to the Charlie Kaufman character analogy, it's literally, imagine what I just witnessed, this man sitting next to me saying these things. It's insane.
I mean, I hope you both, I know I'm out of my time with you both, but I could go on for hours, it feels like. So what I'd love to say is,
I had a bunch of questions, but we guess we just did one.
Yeah, I mean, I did have some more questions, but this fucking blonde motherfucker wouldn't shut the fuck up. Going on and on, telling me I'm wrong, but answering my question
anyways.
The other
guy can't even talk, so I don't know. I guess fuck me, right?
I guess I suck. You guys,
I want for these interviews to end just with someone actually being real with Corey. Like, yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh,
Corey.
My God, dude.
You are impossible to interview. It's all about you.
And that everyone gets a chance to see this. For those watching this, October 11th, you can go to all your Alamo Draft posters and check it out. So please make it a chance to go out there and
support
these films.
That's the way we'd like to believe it will be.
I'm crossing on my fingers. That's still the case. But if anything changes, we'll let folks know. But thank you, gentlemen, for your time, and good luck with the rest of your press.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
press.
It.
Nice to meet you.
Macabre Daily.
Shout out.
The big get.
Hey, we were the 50th view.
I want to see who else they get. You get anyone else on their channel?
Hey, show them some love. We love a small creator.
Yeah, no,
having
I mean,
to deal with
them. I can't hate. I mean,
I just mean the chat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give this guy some love. Give him a like.
I mean, I don't know how this guy's getting interviews, but then again, I guess it's because no one cares about interviews really.
Yeah.
Because they got Harold Perrineau from the show From, and he's from Lost. Let me see if there's got to be a scene of Queenie on YouTube, right? Corbin. Is it Corbin Nash? Why does it sound like that's not the name of that movie? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, there he is.
Although, is this just the whole movie?
Yeah, we just watched the movie. I'm sure he's in the first scene.
this looks so
nobody
bad,
has their
dude.
Favorite scenes from Corbin.
Yeah, well, why does no one have the
just
clip
pull
scenes?
The movie up clips
I might
click
have to just
somewhere
skim
in
through
there.
Yeah, we'll have to skim through the film and we'll find Corey's big scene.
Hey, another Corey movie that's available completely on YouTube.
One day though, let Jordan Peele see this movie. Oh yeah, actually here's the scene I think I was thinking of. All right, they had to give him lips. They had to give him lips in this film because he's a trans vampire.
Beautiful.
Did they give him a deep voice too?
I am. an angel. I am a cold-blooded fucking killer. Everybody wants to fuck me.
I was going to say that as a joke, just referencing Silence of the Lambs, but they're literally just ripping that off. Like, what if it was a real vampire, though? That's different. It's not the same.
What if it was like, was she like a real trans vampire?
Obama!
Seriously, poor guy probably paid for that interview and got no questions answered. Also, Corey's publicist says he only does huge podcasts.
Oh, that's right. Because, Eric actually was trying to communicate about an interview, and they were saying he gets paid for it. Oh, I hope that guy didn't pay for that interview.
Oh, he definitely
what
paid
the
him.
Fuck? That sucks. I feel bad. I feel even worse now for Mac Avery. But I would fuck him. Oh,
if I'm paying for an interview, he better show up as Queenie from my favorite.
Yeah, and do the Queenie voice the whole time. Oh, yo.
And that's an effect, right?
It's got to be partially. I think this is where he blows a guy. I think he like, blows a guy and like decapitates him while he's blowing him.
That sounds pretty good.
Chase it.
Let's just take all the dialogue out of all his scenes.
Yeah, let's put a voice in.
Oh, damn, Corey's getting it in.
Oh, they don't have an effect on him anymore.
Think I'm
sexy.
I don't know if people knew what they were getting themselves into when they clicked on our stream.
Oh, yeah. Check out. Yeah. We're just checking out Corbin Nash.
We're just checking out. This is on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm not playing it from anywhere else but YouTube.
Exclusively on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm skipping ahead a little. I guess it wasn't that gratuitous.
Really good. Good stuff,
Corbin. Yeah, great stuff. That's a little piece of Corbin Nash for you.
It's on our Patreon. Check it out.
Yeah, we watched the... it was years ago. I don't really remember much else. I thought there was a scene where he blows a guy, though.
There's probably.
Yeah. Would you fuck me? I'm so sexy.
Would you suck me?
Queenie.
I'd suck me. Oh. Yeah, I'm a gay vampire. What's my name? Queenie. But I guess he's straight. He fucked that lady.
Yeah, I guess, well, because he's, he's pan or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's a big gun. Quiet, bitch.
Ooh. Quiet, lady.
Are you a cop? Don't you come any closer. I swear to God, I'll put a fucking bullet in you. I know what you are.
Well, you're trans.
I know what you are. A vampire. I'm gonna shoot you.
What happened? You're fucking cannibals.
They give him crazy lips.
Don't fucking put the fucking body down,
Frank
Corbin. I'm gonna shoot this asshole.
Oh, that's Corbin.
Nice ring. I like this one. He's feisty.
Turn around, real fucking slow.
This is my favorite part.
Hey!
Actually, that's a great. We need that, man. For we need that for one of our alerts.
One of our subs.
Just the boo bang. Part. One more time.
Favorite part. Hey.
here we go. Slow mo.
Matrix.
Oh, hit him with the body.
Yeah, Jason style.
All right, there you go. There's a little piece.
That's all you get.
Yeah, a little taste. Just a little taste of Corbin Nash. You fuck me. I'd fuck me. I'm so hot. I'm so sexy.
I'm a trans vampire. Boo. A boo. But I know I come out... Everything about my character says gay, but I fuck Latinas. And then I eat them.
Who wrote that shit?
Probably some retard. it seems like it's pre-AI, I guess, so I don't know.
It's weird because when I hear Corbin Nash, for some reason I think it's like I think that's just a real country guy. Like, I don't know why sounds. That's why I'm like, that can't be the name of the movie. That's like an actual dude. No, yeah, Malcolm McDowell. Malcolm McDowell's in it as well.
Oh yeah, I think he's in like one scene. That's like the one of the Lost Boys has. What's the guy from Blade Runner?
Rucker Hauer.
Yeah, he's in it for like one scene in a diner. They're always in a scene where they get to sit down in one place.
Yeah. They always show up to sit down. Or maybe you can have Bruce Willis show up and have an earpiece where he can just read lines that you feed him through his earpiece. It looks like it was just a guy named fucking Ben Jagger. He also made another film called Room 203 in 2022, and that's it.
Is that like that documentary about like The Shining or whatever?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just two best friends and roommates are terrified by the vengeful spirits dwelling in their apartment, based on the novel published by Kabuncha.
Kabuncha?
Is that some sort of manga?
Oh, maybe.
Written by Nanami Kamon?
Sounds like manga if it's published by Kaboom sort of or whatever and made by Kakabomi Mama. Whatever. Some Japanese shit.
So yeah, actually with Corey, let me see. Because, yeah, Eric did... email me an update on the Funko Pops, I believe. Okay, yes. So yeah, quick summary. I love that this is an ongoing soap opera, by the way.
Yeah.
The whole the Funko Pop drama.
the Corey B story.
So he originally tried to purchase a Funko Pop and have it signed to Jim and them, which Corey and Heather were not having. So there was a whole big to-do back and forth of, you know, first they tried to not reply at all, and then they didn't know how to refund it, so they're sending payments. And then he had to file a Better Business Bureau inquiry because they weren't sending the full amount back. Then he tried to make another order, which threw him a different email.
Mm-hmm. They funded his other email.
Yeah, and then he had a friend in a different state make the order, which they finally figured out how to refund. So my friend in Ohio got his refund from Corey, played dumb and emailed them a couple of times about why his order was refused and for more clarification, but no one responded. I've also gone ahead and ordered another Funko with a basic signature. So he actually is going the way of non-personalized. It's more money. But if you remember correctly, he's on the come up because he got his double refund.
Yeah.
On his other order.
Yeah.
So he's essentially paying them back in their own money. But yeah, $255 for a Funko with a non-personalized. I just want to see if they'll even sell me anything at this point. No tomfoolery involved. So I assume that means he's just ordering it from his regular information.
That's good.
I tried my best to not email them or quote harass them. But it's been almost 2 weeks again since ordering with no correspondence or any updates. So I sent an email asking for an update either way. At this point, it seems that HDM has gone completely underground between removing herself from the website and not responding to anyone about orders. It'd be so wild if they're turning down an even more expensive order and just trying to ignore it. It really does feel like... It's more incompetence than it is like afraid of signing or sending us a Funko Pop at this point. It's more like, oh, we're just badly running a business either way.
Yeah. I mean, granted, her inbox might be full from a DDoS attack that someone did that I thought was in poor taste, but just me. Yeah, it's just incompetence at this point. And then, they're going to send him the $255 back as a payment, and then he can get the refund. This is actually the new way to, like, flip money rather than, like, Bitcoin and stuff. Keep trying to buy Funko Pops with Jim and them on them. They'll send you back the money the wrong way, and then you refund it, double your money.
Keep making profits, dude. It's like crypto or something.
Yeah, it's like those, Instagram comments that are all, like, spam. Like, I'll show you how to flip money and stuff.
And, Heather has also been dark on her Twitter, I believe, ever since her emergency or whatever happened. Yeah. Now, again, I would hope, I mean, this kind of goes without saying, I would hope that, like, no one hurt this lady. I mean, I don't think they did.
No.
Or I'd hope like she didn't really have like an emergency. But again, I'm very sus on those details just because, you know, I've known people like this in my own life and they do kind of want attention. So they do like overly dramatic bullshit like this. Because again, this is the same lady. She called us or tweeted at us first.
I was just trying to go scarecrow on her.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Wait, did he really do that?
Yeah, you all thought it was very funny.
When? Wait, what do you mean?
He said, oh, I signed her up for a million emails.
Oh, that's okay. I forgot about that. Did he? Like,
so, yes, her inbox might be fried from the funny goof.
I forgot about this. Okay, yeah, Ace did that. All right, well, hey, again, going back to what I was going to say, though, it's kind of deserved because, again, we didn't find this lady. She called us, left a harassing voicemail for us. And kept claiming that she was either with the FBI or her dad was in Homeland Security, mm-hmm. all these things trying to serve us. And it's so funny that then to be like, oh, no, but I'm being harassed. But
so then we harassed her.
I mean, we didn't.
Yeah,
we didn't do anything. We didn't ask anyone to do that. But yeah, either way, at the end of the day, it just means not sending a overpriced piece of vinyl, overpriced vinyl Funko Pop.
Oh man, a second Better Business review. Oh no, might be in the works.
So yeah, I do enjoy getting some emails about Corey. I did get one here from Leah. Is that, and I guess we kind of already knew this, but I didn't know some of the specifics. But Corey constantly lies about his height, apparently. Corey vehemently denies his true height. He insists he's actually 5'8", when there's ample amount of evidence that he's more 5'5", or less. He's so angry about his height, he even made a long post about it on his website and on his Twitter.
I'll attach
it in this email.
I gotta see that.
So, yeah, here's a bit of evidence. I thought it would make a funny video. My husband and I love watching your videos and Corey's ridiculous antics. Love your channel. So let me see. I didn't even look at
this. Leah.
I didn't even look at this blog post. Let me see. Unless it's been taken down.
Funny as a blog post. I'm actually 5'8", which is also short.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is from 2019. I don't know how we missed this.
Oh, fresh off of his performance as Queenie.
But let's see. This is great. So this is on his website. On his blog, Corey Feldman's true height is 5'8". Wikipedia, can we get a true update? Wikipedia needs to update incorrect info about Corey Feldman! ! That's the title
written by him.
Wikipedia has been posting incorrect info. Wait, no. Wikipedia has been posting incorrect information of, quote, lies for years as it's not true.
Why do you put lies in quotes? Yeah,
and it needs to be corrected. True facts.
Boom.
Corey Feldman's true height is 5'8".
Boom.
Corey Feldman is not 5'3 or 5'5", like Wikipedia states on their website.
5'3 does seem extreme.
Yeah, that does feel.
Boom! We need some of those, you know, like, it'll be like 4chan or something, and they'll like go and like measure against like a door or something.
Yes.
Like pictures of them.
They'll have like a little red. They'll be holding a phone and they'll have a little meter next to it, and then show like the phone's height.
And then do seven phones stacked or whatever. Yeah, we need to.
No, that's perfect. Note: Wikipedia has been stating blatantly incorrect information about the true height of Corey Feldman for over a decade. Corey Feldman's publicist signed on as the editor and corrected the information that Corey Feldman is 5'8". But Wikipedia still keeps posting it as 5'5". We again have corrected them multiple times in regards to correcting this issue. Corey Feldman has tried to have his corrected, have had to, had this corrected multiple times. And Wikipedia still shows the incorrect height, in addition to many other various false statements. Can we get someone at Wikipedia to please update and make Corey Feldman's information correct? Oh, my God. There's even more. Oh, no. Can we get some? Oh, yeah. Wikipedia states numerous non-factual and opinionated information, which is very unfair. when the site should be about facts and not opinion or, quote, trash talk or, quote, lies about... Yeah, why does he quote lies about Corey Feldman? Wikipedia should not state anything that is of their own opinion or incorrect. Why would he post this on his website? Why isn't he just emailing them about this?
I know, yeah. Because they blocked him.
In addition, Wikipedia failed to report some of Corey Feldman's great accomplishments and positive information about Corey Feldman's last album titled Angelic to the Core. Go For It was Corey Feldman's first top 40 single on the Billboard charts. We already know that's a lie.
That's awesome.
We've already debunked. We've broken that down and debunked that goddamn lie.
Well, new mission for the Wolfpack. Try to get a picture with Corey.
Yes.
Bring a tape measure and quickly go zzzt. I pull it up next to him. He'll freak out.
What's it have his height listed as now? Is it even listed? I don't even think it has it listed.
Oh, you got it removed.
Maybe he just had it removed fully. Yeah, someone's Cocoa Butter in the YouTube chat. I swear I remember him having a box on set of films he was directing to appear taller, especially next to Haim. Haim was a little short. Feldman was even shorter. That sounds right. I don't know. I guess maybe in Hollywood it's different, but like, it's almost like who cares? Although I guess if you were 5'5", I guess you would care. Because I'm not really tall, but I don't care. Rough. Yeah. But yeah, I guess I'm not that short.
And then some goofball on Wikipedia threw up 5'3" at one point on there, and yeah, they're like, I was wondering what the thing said because there is a whole section about drug and alcohol abuse probably because
they failed to report his positive stuff.
And it's like all the positive stuff is the first 9 years.
But yeah, I mean, if anyone's listening out there, you should try to get. Make sure his Wikipedia is up to date with the correct height, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
5'5".
What do we do? Well, no, you don't even have to tell him.
Google's got his ass.
Yeah, Google has his ass.
Oh, they got Haim at 5'7".
Oh, there you go. Yeah, if Haim's 5'7", then he's got to be 5'5".
So, of course, he's 5'8", right? Of course, that's what he's claiming now. Motherfucker. Let's see a picture of him next to Corey Haim. That would
question. I mean, good call.
That would... I'm sure he's always like leaning over or something.
Well, that one, Haim is kind of leaning on him.
Yeah, make sure you're leaning. Yep, there he is, taller than him by maybe an inch.
Yeah, not much, though. Although he could be wearing platforms, too.
No, Haim is still taller than him.
Oh, yeah,
he
is taller in this picture, yeah.
So if he's 5'7", that's a 5'5 guy right next to him.
But even Feldman could be sneaking in an inch on here. He could be wearing some platform shoes also.
Yeah. Damn.
But it is funny, yeah, when you Google it, it does come up 5'5".
Google won't correct my height.
His IMDb has him listed as 5'8" and a quarter.
Oh, yeah. He made his profile.
Although, yeah, celebrityheights.com has him at 5'5". So there you go. then it goes to his blog post.
He's
post
the number
on him
one
being
Google
5'8".
Result. That rules. That rules that he has a post.
What is this? Is this a tweet from him? Oh, it might be because I'm blocked. I can't wait till Elon makes it so the blocked people can still view the Twitter account.
Is that a thing he's saying?
Yeah, he's changing. It's changing soon. even if you're blocked, like you'll still be blocked, but you can view that person's tweets now.
That's stupid.
It really makes no sense.
So if you're like a stalker, you can still stalk?
Exactly. So yeah, I could still, now I won't have to go into a different account to view Corey's tweets. Oh, because someone, all right, there's a picture of him with like some sort of model from the Daily Mail. Corey, the neck ache date, 5'8" actor Corey, although they got his height wrong, it's 5'5".
Yeah.
5'8" actor Corey Feldman dwarfed by statuesque blonde during Night Out in Hollywood. I mean, he really is
dwarfed.
He really is dwarfed. Hold on, let me pull this up for the chat.
His glasses are on like shitty too. They're like sideways.
It really looks like a goof. It looks like this. They're purposely standing next to each other as a goof.
Well, and then his comment was, "We're actually the same height. It's the shoes. Those are like 2-inch heels."
Yeah, no bullshit.
And she's like behind him a little.
Yeah, at 5'8", the 41-year-old former child. Oh, so this is what, over a decade ago. He isn't short by Hollywood standards. But wouldn't that be short by Hollywood standards? Or maybe, I don't know.
I mean, isn't what, Tom Cruise is famously like 5'5 or something?
Yeah, I know Tom Cruise is famously short, but I thought maybe I'm just misremembering. Like, I thought maybe it's just now actors are tall. I don't know. The mystery woman who he walked hand in hand with in the Bootsy Bellows Supper Club was head and shoulders above the Lost Boys star. And then, yeah, he has a tweet about this article where he's like, LOL, we are the same height, but four shoes Feldman.
We are the same height, but for shoes.
Oh, but for, okay. I thought he's giving himself a nickname. Hey, four shoes Feldman over here.
But for the shoes, go I.
Hey,
Feldman.
But four shoes Feldman, dwarfed by statuesque blonde during outing in Hollywood.
Man, I wish is there a way we could just read through all his tweets in 2013? Because I'm sure they're still awesome.
Yeah, he probably has like some great ones.
That picture with thumbs up, his glasses are all fucked up.
Oh no, some poor girl probably has a crush on him. He's like, I feel like I'm different from all your fans. I don't know why. I guess it's because I'm not gorgeous and I'm just too nice. Beauty's only skin deep, but home is where the heart is. What does that mean?
It's nothing. Home is where the heart is. He took two sayings and combined them.
Is that supposed to be the girl in the picture?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's just some girl. Yeah.
Yeah, no, just some girl.
I love to travel, Corey Feldman. Oh, man, she's been dead. Oh, no, she's posted 2 years ago.
I was going to say, she better not be still be posting at Corey Feldman.
Man.
DF number one.
You're too good for him. Random lady.
He tells this other girl, I can tell you're hot.
Oh, man, he's being a creep in the 2013 comments.
Because someone's like, you've got good taste. Hope all is well. He's like, well, I can tell you are hot.
Smiley face. Based on what, creep?
Yeah, what is that based on? Hey, what's up? Wasn't he with his now wife or now ex-wife at the time?
Who knows? He's probably trying to get her to go to the Diddy party with him.
Oh, wait. So they also, in this email, they sent me a link of him. Someone else just made a video about his Corey Feldman's height 5'8". Is he telling them? Let me see. Someone did do a breakdown on his height, apparently.
Is it to, like, say he's 5'8"? Because it's probably Heather Dunn May.
Let me see here.
Like, there's a whole video.
Yeah, some guy just made a 4-minute video breaking it down.
Big Rav for your favorite website, celebheights.com, back with another celebrity.
It's just me, it's Scottish guy.
Wait a minute. Rab, are you serious? Aye. Back in the 80s, my nickname was Rab.
Okay, is this just the celebrityheights.com guy? Okay, yeah, Big Rob. It's Big Rob from Celeb Heights. I don't need to hear about your nickname. Let's just get to Corey Feldman's height.
Mm-hmm. Corey says, I'm actually 5'8". Though some ass with an IMDb Pro account. Was that you? You look a little bit suspicious. Yeah, it certainly wasn't me.
Look at this post.
Has changed him from 5'8" to 5'5". And this is a regular occurrence. It's like some sort of height battle. Corey Feldman versus IMDb.
I love the earliest Wolfpack stuff. Changing his height. Good job, great. Wolfpack.
That is amazing.
It's 5'3". There's always 5'3".
In the battle.
And you know it. My money's on.
What's even better about this is because, again, we've talked about this before. One of the only things that annoys me, like, I don't care if people shit on like our videos or say we're obsessed with Feldman or whatever, but when they try to say that he's this Andy Kaufman guy and that he's doing a bit, it's like, no, dude, like, look into it a little bit.
Yeah, here's 11 years ago when he made a blog post about it.
Everyone's like, no, you idiots, it's satire. Oh, well, has this been satire for 5 years of him?
Well, actually, the blog post is 5 years after that post, dude.
Yeah.
MDB. He also goes on to say that Wikipedia, probably he's talking about Google there, have him at a shocking 5'3". That's nearly as bad as that Jay Davidson from Stargate. What a terrible listing. They always try to make me diminutive,
This guy's a dick.
It's kind of funny that this guy is just obsessed with celebrities. Hey, whatever your angle is, good for you, man, I guess.
But he's like, it's almost as bad as famously short this guy from Stargate. Like, yeah, that guy's like,
ah. Well, he's like Mr. Skin of Heights, though.
Yeah, Mr. Inches.
Making me seem like a wee midget. I mean, there's nothing wrong with midgets, but 5'8" is hardly midge. So, Corey Feldman.
Okay,
are you really 5'8"? Well, you met me back in 2011, I would disagree with your statement. Some actors are quite honest with height. Some add an inch, some add 2 inches. It is a rare occurrence to see somebody claiming 3 or 4 inches extra than what they are barefoot. Now, where does Corey land? Well, let's check out my photograph. Yeah, we can definitely
look at his
5'8" there. Now, bear in mind, I'm wearing 3/4 inch sneakers. Corey's wearing a shoe with over an inch of heel. He's got a minimum of 1/3 inch and possibly as much as 1/2 inch extra footwear. Now, in person, I would have guessed he looked under 5'6", at a push 5'5½". Take away the extra footwear, and yeah, he's a solid enough 5'5". That's my guess. But could he really be as tall as 5'6" or 5'7"? Well, another visitor from Celeb Heights, Super Khalid, also was at that event. Now, here's a thing.
Oh, man.
If there's anyone to believe that looked at his shoes to see what he was wearing, it'd be the guys from Celeb Heights. Don't let them get a picture
He's
with
so
you, dude.
He's so fucked. He got a picture with two different guys from Celeb Heights.
This is probably why he won't sign a Funko Pop for Jim and them. He's like, no way. I learned my lesson after the Celeb Height guys got me.
Yeah, they tore me apart.
Graph of myself and Khalid. We're both in socks here at the hotel. Yeah, Khalid.
Why are you guys in socks?
Dude, they literally took this picture for this video, though, I feel. I feel that because they're obsessed with heights from the sound of it.
Yeah, take your shoes off. Let's get a height check right now. This is the moment they met.
Now, here's Khalid with Corey.
Oh, man.
Corey's claiming to be taller than Khalid, who is just 5'7".
No way.
I think we can rule out.
Khalid's 5'7". He might be 5'3".
Yeah, this
what the fuck?
This is damning evidence, Corey.
And 5'6". Corey again has about 1/2 inch extra footwear.
Whoa, he might be 5'2".
That's a guy who is maybe a solid 5'5" with Khalid. What do you think? I think Corey might be adding close to 3 inches of height. It's just my guess. I mean, Corey, if you're watching, I love your acting, I love your films. I'm not quite sure you're as tall as you claim. But what do you guys think? Do you think he's really as tall as 5'6" or 5'7"?
No.
Or do you think he's closer to 5'5"?
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody who watches and likes my videos. Thank you so much.
I love it. The height community are like, are you one of those crazy guys who thinks he's 5'6"? Chime in.
Yeah.
We need to see a picture of you in socks.
I mean, Corey Feldman is every bit as 5'5", though. He's every
For
bit
sure.
of it.
He might even be way less. Like, because if that guy's 5'7", when he put him, he had like 3-4 inches on him, it looked like.
It really, yeah. Damning evidence. Really the wrong people to take pictures with Feldman. Huge mistake.
Yeah, now he has to check for, he checks for if you're Wolfpack or if you're with the Height Initiative. Yeah, if you're with the Celeb Heights crew. No, get him to sign a Funko Pop to Celeb Heights.
Yeah, sign it to Big Rob. Big Rob at Celeb Heights. What kind of, what's your height there, Big Rob? Why are you going by Big Rob?
I think he's like 5'9", 5'10", maybe, because he was like basically the same height as that other guy that was 5'7", apparently. Now I'm obsessed with heights.
Yeah, no, exactly. Now we're like, let's get in on this height business here. Is it just, are they just all these videos just about heights? Yeah, Big Iona 2019 height comparison.
Is that like his daughter, maybe?
How tall is Tyler Hoechlin? Real height revealed. I guess that's the new, Lois and Clark Superman. Too.
How tall is Brendan Fraser? 26K?
Hey, he found an angle. He ran with it.
Yeah. What's that like? Find a better angle.
How tall is Chad Michael Murray? Probably pretty tall, I imagine.
These are weird ones, though. Like, how tall is Jenna Malone from a year ago? Why did anyone want to know that a year ago?
Big Rob.
Hype battle. Wait, let's watch that reel go down.
Which one? Hype battle.
Who is taller? That looks good.
Yeah. Well, I'm obsessed. I want to know how tall Big Rob is.
I'm sure it'll come up.
Comrade, I am 5'11".
No!
I am 6 foot. You are 5'9", Fleming. Nyet. You are wearing elevator shoes.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he's wearing shoes.
I am taller.
Absolutely not. Yeah, Busha.
Is that him or a guy that looks just like him?
Yeah, is he doing a split screen?
I can't tell. I can't tell. He might just be another Scottish
Comrade.
Guy.
Comrade.
I think it's him talking to him.
So he got elevator shoes?
Yeah, he was just checking the shoes.
I'm so confused.
This is the height. This is the height business.
We're in the height game now. We're deep in the height rabbit hole. They have a height off. Of course, he loves sneakers, and I bet a big part of his sneaker review is how much height do they add? That's all he's reviewing.
Yeah, he's breaking down. He's breaking down the shoes and how much they're adding to your height. This guy rocks.
If you are a 5'5" guy, you're already subbed to this too, for sure.
Oh, what's going on here?
All the tape measures.
Hey, mister.
Is that his beautiful wife?
Say my name.
That's a bit dramatic. Bob.
No, it's Big Rob.
Robbie.
It's Big Rob.
Bert. Rab. Bobby. Robert.
This is good stuff.
Rob.
And don't forget the
big.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
I thought I was going to say how tall he was. It sounds like he's like 5'11", because he said he was 6 foot in his sketch when he was wearing the platforms. Who knows? Shout-outs to Celeb Heights, though. Shout-outs to Celeb Heights. Shout-outs to Mac Avery, the interviewer of Corey Feldog.
Yeah. Yeah, Mac Avery. Yeah, I forget his real name at this point.
Kristen's in YouTube chat. I Google Celeb Heights all the time. I'm these guys. Literally, yeah. Jenna Malone from a year ago might have been me rewatching Hunger Games. Yeah, she was probably like, oh, how tall is she, by the way?
But is she like, is somebody taller than me? Please. If anyone should be obsessed with height, it's you.
Let's see. What else? Is that a part one? Yeah. I guess that's a part one. Let's see what do we got in the Feldman archives to take a look at while we go on break here.
I don't know. Even any part of that doc is probably good pulling up.
The film. Yeah, we could pull another piece from that. Hold on, let me just double check here.
The piece de resistance.
Oh, you know what? Let's watch, since it is spooky season. Let's play a little of our ghost hunter commentary.
Here's the teaser.
When he goes ghost hunting with Jason Newlander from the Lost Boys.
I forget that even happened.
Yeah, you may not have been here for this. I forget, but yeah, basically him and the other guy, the Frog Brothers, there, they get together and decide to go on an actual ghost hunt, and you know it's as good as you'd expect. We'll be back. We'll be back with part two.
Shocked by how bad it is.
Yes. We didn't expect this to be much, but like it's even our fucking basement expectations, it's plummeted.
Love the channel.
and all I can picture now though is like the people from Pluto TV sitting in a room watching this.
Holy shit. I had forgotten about that premise completely.
But they're also kind of being polite about it too.
They're like, oh, interesting.
Oh,
ghosts.
It's clear that you guys have like known each other a long time. It's really apparent. Like
ghosts,
back and forth,
you say.
Yeah. Oh, ghouls.
I like, do you guys have a sense of humor?
Yeah. You guys will have a lot of fun with it. It's clear you guys are having fun.
You guys are having a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that's true. And we meet fans, you know, it's part of the deal.
That's true. We do that from time to time. We do that from time to time.
And I think that.
So you were going to tell us something.
And
about
this motherfucker does not know how to just film in fucking like landscape mode. Like what is he doing? Well, like, oh, we're filming on phones. It adds to the charm. It makes it more authentic.
When he clearly has one of those weird phone cases that covers the microphone because you can barely hear him because he's on the other side.
Yeah.
About about the battlefield?
Well, I was mentioning, you know, everyone, when people come to, you know, they're searching for ghosts, everyone wants to come to Gettysburg. Everyone wants to see a soldier.
This guy sounds smart.
The Farnsworth is probably the most notorious building in Gettysburg. So we when we went to go share a documentary, we thought it was the best place to do it. Now they have what
there
they
it is, Jim.
Say is
he just secretly revealed. They told this guy they're filming a documentary.
Yes.
Yeah. Not I'm Corey Feldman with a cell phone.
You know what? You know, I feel bad for this guy though too, is because he was telling all his buddies like, "Bro, I've been talking to Corey Feldman and the other guy from Lost." Like to him, it's like,
"What
this is
the other guy?"
Yeah. The other
holy
guy.
Shit.
But to him, it's like, you know, this is I'm like working with them. We're putting together like a documentary. Like I'm gonna be in it.
I'm gonna rent a Corolla, pick him up from the airport.
And it's just he could just
things. I'm leaving this little shithole town. I'm leaving Gettysburg forever. I'm moving to Hollywood.
I bet he has his own fucking cell phone videos on his YouTube that have just as many views.
More.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to say, but it seemed like every claim.
Turn your blinker off.
Yeah, what the fuck,
dude? We tried to investigate it ourselves. We were seeing that.
Maybe they're at a light turning left.
So, you know, for example, in the attic,
that's my bad.
Supposedly there's little kids.
But like, still, you're recording.
Balls and toy cars and stuff because people try to communicate with the little kid. And I have a ghost box, which the ghost box is essentially a...
And cut. I've got a ghost box.
Or, yeah, you know what? Record this fucking shit after.
Yeah,
or
in
before.
A parking lot or something.
Film. You could still film it in the car.
Or prop the phone up so, like, at the front where it's looking at all of you.
Or I'll give this guy credit. He assumes, like, oh, Corey knows what he's doing. He must have a microphone.
He's been in pictures.
I'm sure the audio is going to come in fine. Not sound like complete dog shit.
So it's on seek and scan. So you probably, if you've ever seen any of the ghost shows, they use it. It's like the ch ch ch.
Yeah,
so
the talking.
It makes like a white noise.
Yeah.
So I take the device up, and you know, so I'm going up to see the kid, whatever. And you know, I take that box up. I'm like, you know, you can go ahead and play with the box if you'd like to. And I got a clear as day response. Thanks, Daddy. And I just thought, you know, it was an intelligent response. I couldn't understand.
Thanks, Daddy.
He's saying that a little kid ghost called him Daddy after he gave him a ball to play with. I mean, I was goofing on at the beginning when he's talking about the girl that was shot. Like, obviously, you want to set a mood when you do a fucking ghost show. Like, so when he's telling the story, you have like old pictures, like slow mo things, like little shadows go, like. This is not a fucking fun tone or any like this is it's just some schlub guy that has to drive them around and tell a story.
But it is making us both retarded, Jim, which means that we're more likely to enjoy it because we're both becoming retarded.
Oh, I can play it for you right now. I want some.
Yeah, he's ever made it.
I can play it for you. Cut.
No, don't play shit. This is our show.
Please. We stick the camera out the window so that the wind blows on it.
Won't clean it up at all.
Don't worry, we won't clean up the audio in post.
Since then, it hasn't changed.
They just say the opposite. Don't worry, we won't fix that in post.
Don't worry, we don't fix anything. It's mostly original. This is all real.
Don't worry, no, that's gonna get caught in post.
This place has literally been around since then, it hasn't changed.
Good evening, cowards.
You can't hear anything anyone's saying.
It's mostly original.
Farnsworth House.
To evil spirits, to you name it.
I like how he asked him a question, then turns the camera back at himself. Farnsworth House.
Oh boy. Is it really possible to cut that part off?
Look at him,
look
dude.
At him. Look at him. Look at him.
He looks like a ghoul.
Hey, there's a ghost. There it is. Get the Frog Brothers.
Like, he looks.
Yeah, he looks like he needs drugs immediately.
Broken, like this a should, broken man.
This should be the meme face, is like when the dealer calls back.
Yeah, imagine if I walked in and I was like, hey, will you please take me seriously? And I crossed my eyes and stuck my tongue out like a frog. That's what he's doing. Yeah,
this should be the Frog Brothers logo. Oh, man, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And, dude, and I mean, not to go too inside, but the amount of people that defend this fucking prick on our movie commentary.
Yes, it's insane.
No, we're going to play that part over and over. That's what's going to get us all the hits. Exactly.
Play what part? The part where he looks like a... junkie?
Are we talking about the bathroom?
You can't track anything that's going on because you literally can't hear a thing that's happening.
There's some sort of inside bit going on that he thinks we're in on. We're not in on it, man.
Anyway, we're here to look for ghosts, not bathrooms.
Okay, so there's a ghost up here. No, I don't know. So am I supposed to go along with it if I'm skeptical? Should I be skeptical if I am?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dude, why did he include that?
He loves that part.
That was clearly the guy breaking the fourth wall and being like, all right, so... should I be? Am I an actor right now, or am I a person? Like, am I a human, or am I an actor?
Where are we going with this, Corey? And then Corey's like, "Oh shit, cut that part out."
Cut this part out, and then we'll have all this cool footage of like ghost stuff that he recorded before.
And just be like, "Holy shit, dude!"
I'll be like, "This isn't CGI. We know because we were there."
You can hear this is the daddy foot.
This would be a great opportunity. I mean, you know what? And maybe I'm telling tales out of school, and maybe he's gonna do this, but. It looks like they're about to look at footage that this guy shot. This would be a perfect opportunity where clearly they got the footage from the guy and they could just drop it in. So we can see it as the viewer. They clearly would not just be filming his phone with their phone.
I submit that it is not even video footage, that it's audio footage that he is playing for them.
Right, you know what?
And that he wants them to hear it.
Yeah, that sounded like a kid to me.
Sounded like nothing.
I am God himself.
But also, my point still stands. You could have just got that audio. You could have played it there without all
but
the...
But instead, he played the video's audio, and then it was like, I don't know, thanks, Daddy.
it's like the goof we do in our Spectre Police where we make it... We put the subtitle...
A monster just goes, and then you just say whatever.
Shit, back to him in a Zoom.
So, I gotta say, the first time when he played that, you know, yes, Danny, it's so creepy. I mean, it was like right out of a horror movie, but it was almost too creepy. It was almost creepy to the point.
You know what's amazing, too? The fucking balls on this guy.
He's about to say that he doesn't trust that guy. Jim, he's about to say, you know, guy we met? I don't think I trusted him.
But not even that. The balls on this guy, going back to, like, our theory, which was proven true by his Twitter, that he threw some shit together with no effort, like this whole thing that we're 10 minutes into right now, clearly took no time at all. I mean, I guess he had to drive out to a Gettysburg place, but
I guarantee he was already there, and that's why
there was no production time or anything put into this. But then he has the balls to go on his social media and be like, why isn't anyone watching?
Why don't you like my show that you can't hear anything and it looks like shit? Why don't you love it? If you're in the Feld fam, you should love it.
Yeah, why aren't you watching this shoddily put together thing that I threw together in a few minutes?
Me and some guy you don't know did something that sucks and you don't want to watch. Why don't you love it?
Where, like, you felt that maybe it was recorded from a real horror movie or something and that maybe he just, you know... like took the tape or two, you know.
He didn't even give us the opportunity to have this thought of like, oh, did he fake this? Because all we heard was garbled noise.
He's just like, yeah, you know what, fuck that guy.
Who knows what he recorded it off of? We don't know that he was in some room with a ghost. First of all, he could have just literally gone up to a TV.
Oh, I know what he thinks he's doing.
He thinks he's like
being skeptical. He thinks he's being like a science he's being skeptical Scully. Guy yes yeah. He thinks he's being Scully right
they're
now.
Both Scullies, like.
Yes, Daddy.
Did you hear that?
I played
it. What? No, but on the thing, on the
did you hear it?
Did you hear it?
I guess I did, but I don't know. Like,
listen again.
At least you could kind of hear. You could kind of hear his garbled audio that time.
Yeah, but that also. Shit! I hate what I'm about to say. Corey's right.
Yeah, of course.
That does sound like complete bullshit, that audio. That sounds like the fucking fakest shit I've ever heard.
That's trippy, but there's got to be an explanation.
No, you know what I mean?
Well, the explanation could be like he had a little recorder of a TV show where the girl goes, thanks, Daddy.
So he just said, why do you even drop in to say that when he already said it?
Well, he set it up, Jim. All right. He set it up by telling you the story and then showing you the story.
was very unfortunate. It was very unfortunate because I was Mr. Setup Guy. I thought it was going to be awesome. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're like,
pooped.
Okay, so,
what?
So I,
he cut off what he was saying, right. And then he was like, oh.
So I listened to that voice, that little voice, and I was just like, you know, in the place, you know, when you have to get to the bathroom and you really don't care about anything else. And you're just like, yeah. What? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you recorded a voice and I'm supposed to believe that that's a ghost. Like, I was in a very skeptical place. I started in a skeptical place.
You know,
anyway.
When you're just like really coming down and you just need to get to a bathroom and blow lines. Of course. Or, yeah, I know. Of course.
Well, yeah. What was that comparison?
And also, is he tying it into their running gag about the bathroom? Like, is the whole time they're going on this ghost hunt, this guy's like, I got a shit. Where's the bathroom? And Corey just thinks it's hilarious that he's, oh, no, that'd be great if you just shit your pants. How about you shit your pants?
Don't shit here. There are ghosts.
If you shit our pants,
if you shit our pants, we'll go viral.
This would be great.
Please, God, please shit yourself.
Please shit our pants.
Oh, please shit our pants. Please. Jameson, please. Please, Jameson. Is it talking
yes,
like a
daddy.
Baby? Please, daddy.
But move to like a very intestinally skeptical.
What? What does that mean?
Because, dude, he had to shit. Like,
with you. I'm just messing with you.
I can't explain.
He's going to be the skeptical guy. I'll be the believer.
I'll be the, what do you call that? Yeah,
the doubter.
The doubter. The
no, right. But
dude,
you're...
Fuck, I thought he was going to say Scully. I thought he was going to say, I'll be the Scully. Fuck, dude. I would have fucking, you know what? I would have shit our pants, Jim, if he said the Scully.
And this motherfucker, again, going back to the effort put into this, he couldn't even get like a fucking little clip-on ring light for his phone or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the light on from his phone when they were in the car. It looked like shit. But now it just looks like shit in a different way. Like, he could have just got a small light or something. God damn.
God damn.
Yeah. Well, either that or we find that it's real and then we got to start staking him.
Skeptic.
I will.
Dude, you don't.
That's,
stop with the stake.
It's not going to catch on.
You're looking for. You're looking for ghosts. Does he not know that staking is for vampires?
Wait a second. Fuck this. Jim, it just occurred to me. Fuck this.
Yeah, fuck this.
I can't believe it didn't occur to me sooner. Fuck this.